It was not a phenomenal weekend for Tiger Woods. In fact, he didn't even make it to the weekend. And so we thought we would give Tiger a call this morning to find out just what is going on with his game. It appeared to be in great shape, but when he finds his way to a major this year, he's having trouble closing the deal, and on Friday, very uncharacteristically, misses the cut at a major.
Doesn't he look like himself right now?
No.
Hello.
Tiger Woods, please.
This is Tiger.
Hey, Tiger, it's the Musers.
I'm sorry, guys. I've been crying all night into my Lightning McQueen pillow.
Well, yeah, you had a rough trip to the British Open, didn't you?
Well, normally I would come on here and say Stuart Sink sucks and all that sort of stuff, but I realize now that I'm the one that sucks.
No, you don't. It's just one miscut.
I'm quitting golf, Jaw.
You are not.
I am.
You can't.
The ghost of Walter Cronkite was right. Black guys shouldn't play golf.
He never said that. And you're the best golfer in the world, despite what happened.
I couldn't even make the cut on a course where a 60-year-old guy almost won.
Well, he played really well, Tom.
How a 16-year-old Italian guy finished in the top 10?
Yeah, it was pretty unusual.
You're saying I'm the best in the world? Please.
Well, you just can't judge everything on one tournament.
Musers, do you guys remember when I used to win majors?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good, because I don't.
It wasn't that long ago.
So long ago now.
No.
I'll never catch up with Jack now.
Yeah, you will. You've got plenty of years ahead of you.
A lot of time.
I've got to worry about Stuart Sink catching me more than Jack has to worry about me catching him.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I just don't know what happened to my game.
Yeah, what has happened to your game? What's wrong?
Well, I got my suspicions.
Yeah?
Three words. F and Hank Haney.
Don't take shots at Hank. He's our guy.
I looked at a video of my swing, and oh, my God.
What?
My swing has more parts than a space shuttle now.
Oh, you're fine. You just sharpen it up a little bit, and you'll be good.
Well, now that I'm not going to be playing golf anymore, my beautiful wife, Elin, will probably want even less to do with me.
Oh, no.
And that's saying something, because she wanted nothing to do with me before.
Now, that's not true. You're just way too down on yourself.
Yeah, don't be down on yourself.
Oh, the claret jug.
Yeah.
It's out of my reach, George.
Well, for this year, you can win it next year.
Hey, speaking of jugs, I hear Jessica Simpson's available now. Is that true?
Yeah, apparently Tony broke it off with her.
George?
Yeah?
Will you become my hitting coach?
Your hitting coach?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's what it's called. No, you have a good swing instructor right now.
You want Rudy Jaramillo?
Yeah, is he available?
Not yet.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he a big success with the Rangers?
Well, not so much this year.
No, not really.
My dad?
Yeah.
Earl?
Mm-hmm.
The black sea manatee that wallowed like a bull seal on a piece of General Chew chicken that she had a mulatto on her bathroom maker?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That Earl?
He's crying in hell right now.
Hell?
Oh, my God.
Because I'm doing so poorly.
Don't say that.
He's in heaven, isn't he?
Of course he is.
Oh, Tiger. Well, hang in there, Tiger. We hate to hear you so down.
I have to go back to the doctor.
For what?
I think maybe this is a medical issue, so I'm going to go see the doctor again. I went to my doctor recently, and he said I should stop masturbating.
Oh, my gosh.
Why?
That's what I asked him. I nervously asked him why, and he said, because I'm trying to examine you, so.
All right, that's enough out of you. See you later. Like Tiger Woods. A very awkward dismount. 8:46 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. It was an incredible British Open weekend because of Tom Watson. And